Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Adam Hoag says,
Adam Hoag, Bears Insider.
What's up, everyone? My name's Adam Hoag. This is the CHGO Bears Podcast.
Host of the Hoag and Johns Podcast.
I've said this a few times. Ben Johnson does not seem like a first-time head coach. It's just like that's not the vibes that we've had with this coaching staff coming in.
Adam Hoag.
Adam Hoagie or Hoag? Excuse me, I don't know how to pronounce the last name.
On 670 The Score.
We love talking to Adam Hoag. We do it every day on a Friday at this time. And he is of the CHGO Bears coverage, the Hoag and Johns podcast. And he joins us via the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today on this Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning and Plumbing and Electric Football Friday. Get them by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Adam, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, hey guys, good to be back on with you. Pretty big week, big game on Sunday.
I think it's a big week specifically for Ben Johnson, because if you can go to Green Bay and win your first trip to Green Bay, that's a big deal. It's funny, we were listening to your open, and he doesn't seem like a first-year head coach, and that resonates with me because of all the bad coaching I've seen from not first-year head coaches in, on the sidelines for the Bears. And when I was like, well, what is a first-year head? And I was like, oh, yeah, Nathaniel Hackett, Denver, that's what a first-year head coach looks like. I got you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and maybe some that we've had here, too. But even Mark Trestman beat the Packers his first season, guys. I'm going to give a shout-out to my guy, Pat Norton, at CHGO, who does a great job with his newsletter every morning. He had this nugget that Matt Eberflus was the only Bears head coach to never beat the Packers.
That sounds about right, man.
Yeah, but even Thomas Brown got it done once he took over.
It's a vulture win, man. So, like, just vultures right? in and gets a win.
Vulture win. Yeah. I like that. So we'll see if Ben Johnson can do it. Guys, this is a huge game, honestly, for both teams. I feel like, you know, the Packers – They've had like these Super Bowl aspirations since they made the trade for Micah Parsons, and yet for most of the season they've been a very inconsistent team. Really, never really looked like a Super Bowl caliber team. Both of these teams, though, played their best game in the season last week, so they're both coming off their best, most complete performance for 60 minutes, which the Bears were finally able to do. So to me, it's like, all right, well, which one of these teams can back it up and do it again, right? Because I think if the Packers were able to do it this week, you could make a pretty strong argument that they're finally rounding into form and being that, you know, becoming that team they were supposed to be this season. Whereas for the Bears, it's just like another validation win. Like, okay, I mean, they went into Philly, they made that, they took care of that prove it game, and now you're backing it up with this one and really taking control of the North. And making maybe a more realistic play at the one seed, which they currently hold on to. So really just a massive game for both teams.
I love that. I love the concept that you're talking about. And if I'm reading between the lines, with both of these teams probably looking at each other in this specific game to join the group of real contenders. And I do love how, Hoag, I don't know if you put this all together, the power rankings for you guys for the All City Network and for CHGO, but I do like
yeah,
the
that's
way
me.
Okay, so that this is all you. I like the way you segmented it, because you have for your, you know, you did the whole power rankings 1 through 32, but you have Super Bowl contenders as the Rams and the Buffalo Bills, the Seattle Seahawks, and the New England Patriots. And then in the more to prove category, you have obviously Denver at 5, and then the Bears 6, the Green Bay Packers seventh. So they're still in the more to prove category. So my question to you is, whomever wins this game, especially if the Bears win this game to go to 10-3, do you think they will have a chance to make it to your Super Bowl contenders list, those top four, as you put it, Adam?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. Look, everybody does power rankings, so I try to do a little bit of a different spin.
Yeah.
And like kind of halfway through the season, I'm like, let's do these tiers and try to split these teams up a little bit. And it's been fun. So, yeah, I think, and I'm sure that'll be the top of mind for Ben Johnson and Matt LaFleur, knowing that if they win this game, they move to Adam Hoge's Super Bowl contenders tier. I mean, that really should be.
They've been talking about it, man. They've been talking about it. Yeah.
You know, that's really what's at stake this weekend. But no, I mean, to that point, that's kind of what I'm getting at. You know, up until the Packers beat the Lions last week, guys, I have a lot of family in Wisconsin. I think you know that. I was actually driving up to Madison for Thanksgiving that morning, listening to Packer pregame.
Ugh.
You would have thought the sky was falling. I mean, like, there was not a whole lot of confidence in that Green Bay team, and yet they go out and they have that great game against the Lions, and Jordan Love looked great. So that's where I'm getting at, where I think whoever wins this game, you really do need to start taking seriously as a true Super Bowl contender, which is crazy to think about for the Bears. I mean, even crazier than the Packers. But, I mean, I just – at some point, these teams kind of prove to you who they are, and that's why I have the Patriots in that group right now. Because, yeah, they're surprising everyone, but they have a great coaching, and they have the favorite to be MVP right now with Drake May, and that's – that's what you need in this league. You need coaching and the quarterback. And so at this point, you got to take that with the Patriots. And I think, for the winner of this Bears-Packers game, especially if it's the Packers, if we're being honest with you, with Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur, then you're going, all right, they're a true Super Bowl contender.
We're talking to Adam Hoge of CHGO here on Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. The segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. And yeah, that was kind of where I stood with it, Adam. When we looked over your power rankings, it became the question of, well, how much do you think that the Patriots are really a Super Bowl contender with Vrabel in his first year and Drake May? And I don't want to take too much time away from Bears and Packers here, but it's a fair question when you see how you put it together.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, and I think the way I put it in there was, if you have 11 wins in early December and you have arguably the best quarterback in the league, like right now I think Drake May and Matthew Stafford have been those two guys this season. I mean, and you have good coaching. Sometimes we can look at this pretty simply, and obviously once you get into the tournament and you really look at the matchups, there's a lot more that goes into it. But, yeah, you check those boxes. You're winning games. You have good coaching. You have a good quarterback. I think you got to give the Patriots their due right now. So to bring that back to the Bears, you know, that's kind of where going back to how big of a week this is for the Bears and Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson, you know, I really like how Ben has challenged this passing game this week. And I think he's been completely fair about it with – We can all agree Caleb can be better in certain areas, but when I'm watching that Eagles tape and I'm looking at the decision-making, guys, I had him down for one questionable decision that entire game. And even that was kind of a debate because he kind of turned down Colson, or he forced it to Colson Loveland when I thought he could have gone on to his next progression and hit him. Maybe it was DJ Moore coming in on the end. Other than that, I thought Caleb Williams' decision-making was pretty much flawless. That's a really good thing. But then you look at the accuracy, you look at the numbers, you look at how receivers are falling down or not running the best routes. There's a lot that goes into this. Sometimes the pass protection broke down on a couple different rushes. But Ben Johnson, he challenged the run game earlier in the year and said, we're going to focus on this. We're going to get this fixed. And he kept telling everybody they're close. And I feel like they're at that point with the passing game right now. And if they do to the passing game what they successfully did with the running game earlier this season,
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch out, right? Like, at some point, we got to give the Bears credit, because if they make that turn in the passing game and Cale Williams makes that turn, I don't know that he's going to get to the level that Drake May has been playing this season, but I still think it's on the table. This guy has been telling you up front all season from the time they got to OTAs how this was going to play out, what's going to happen. I'm talking about Ben Johnson now, and he's delivered on everything. And the one consistent message has been, we're going to be playing our best football in December and January. Well, we're in December. You're going to Lambeau. Prove it. And he's backed it up to this point. So if they do that, then I think the Bears at some point got to be considered a real Super Bowl contender.
I mean, just hearing you say it and explain it in that manner is so interesting. This segment with Adam Hoge brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. Okay, take me in this game and the way you see it, Adam. What do you think will be the defining thing that separates the winner from the loser when you're talking about the Bears and the Packers at Lambeau?
Yeah, I think there's two things I'm looking at specifically. Probably the more obvious one that's not groundbreaking is takeaways, right? But specifically, can the Bears turn over Jordan Love? Because Jordan Love's been doing a great job taking care of the football this season. The Bears have been doing a great job taking the ball away. Something you would think has to give here one way or the other. I thought Jordan Love threw maybe 3 to 4 passes against the Lions last week that I'm trying to like picture the Bears defense and Kevin Byard coming over the top with his range or Nashawn Wright's length. And some of the catches he's made, I thought they were passes that the Bears would have had a really good chance of picking off that the Lions were not able to. And he still got a tendency, Jordan Love, to sort of throw these prayer balls like the Packers always seemingly have done for the last 25 years, where he kind of tilts his back shoulder, he's sort of going backwards, and he just launches the ball up in the air. And more times than not, somehow the Packers come down with it. Can the Bears come down with it this time? Or do they get called for defensive pass interference, which sometimes call on those underthrown passes that happens? That, I feel like, the difference, the margin on some of those great plays Jordan Love had last week against the Lions was so thin that what the Bears defense has done this season in some of those similar situations in turning those into interceptions, that is going to there's probably going to be 2 to 3 plays on Sunday. I mean, write it down, where which way that ball goes might determine, it will probably determine the outcome of the game. And then the other thing is, can the Bears keep this running game going? It's going to be really hard to duplicate what they did in Philadelphia, but with the weather being cold at this point, the Bears are what they are as a rushing attack. It's very, very impressive. And the Packers losing Devontae Wyatt, their best defensive lineman outside of Micah Parsons, who's been so good in the middle, I think that's a massive storyline in this game. And I would expect the Bears to still be able to run the football. I'm not saying at will, but you know, pretty successfully. And if they could do that, they're going to have a great chance to win.
I agree. I mean, and that is a very good Packers defense. But if we're going to all sit here and say that the Bears have the best offensive line all of a sudden, then of course they should be able to. I don't think we're going to see two 100-yard rushers necessarily, but you should think the Bears should be able to run the ball. Hoke, you and I were part of a group of people that got to talk to DJ Moore yesterday.
They're my feet.
We had a blast talking to him. Hogan and I had a nice little giggle sitting next to each other out there at Hallis Hall yesterday. But it's so good. I'm so happy for DJ Moore and any of the guys. And there's DJ Moore ain't the only one that have endured, you know, Cole Kmet, Jaquan Brisker, Kyler Gordon, all these guys have endured just massive losing since they've been with the Bears. It's so nice for some of these guys like DJ Moore to be actually winning, which I think you and I know from being in that locker room all the time, he does value that as much as we want to project that he's not happy that he's not getting the ball.
Right. I mean, look, you could hear it in his voice yesterday and see it in his face if you were standing there with them like we were. He's a very happy man right now to be on a good football team, finally. He hasn't had this in his career.
Right.
He was on bad Panthers teams, then he was on bad Bears teams, and he's on a team here in December that's relevant. You know, and he's getting probably, you could say, the best quarterback play that actually probably not probably. I mean, yeah, this is still the best quarterback play he's probably ever had.
He'd probably tell you Justin Fields, though, just because of the numbers that he put up with Fields.
I get it. Yeah. I think that's why I hesitated and said probably.
Yeah.
But I think if we're actually looking at how Caleb's playing quarterback compared to Justin, I get the numbers.
Yeah.
In this offense with Ben Johnson, this is the best situation DJ Moore has ever been in, even if the production isn't necessarily following. So, but yeah, I thought it was a fair question from Dan Weider.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where my feet was in context to DJ falling down on a couple routes this season, including one in Philly that almost turned into an interception. And Dan, yeah, I think sometimes we pass it off as like receivers fall down or whoever's falling down. We're like, you know, there's the turf monster, whether it's in Philly or it's Soldier Field. But I like this is actually a small but big example of the accountability that is in that building.
Yeah.
I'm not blaming it on the turf. No, they're my feet, and I got to stay on my feet. And because if I fall down, and he's right, I mean, it has to do with your route running, keeping your, your center gravity under you. And yes, as Ben Johnson mentioned earlier in the week, the cleats that you wear sometimes. Now, he didn't want to blame the shoes. Mm-hmm. He wanted to blame his own feet, which again is cool. They're his feet.
I
love that from DJ Moore. We'll see you. He needs to have a big game this week, by the way, because even if Rome plays, I don't know that Rome's going to be 100%. So, the other receivers need to step up.
I agree with that. This segment with Adam Hogue is being brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Public and Electric for all the right reasons. Plumbing and electric for all the right reasons. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
Also, Adam, Grody brought up a good point. We should probably ask our guests for their predictions for this game, especially this week. We missed the opportunity with Mason Crosby.
We'll get his.
Yeah, Grody has Ray chasing down Mason Crosby before his show to do so. So what is your thought on this game?
All right, so I'm scooping my own show here right now.
Oh.
So don't tell anybody. Because I don't think Hogan John has come out yet. I think it's going to drop around noon. So, but I did pick the Bears, guys. 27-23.
Mm-hmm. You and I are close. You and I are very
the
close.
The reason being those two... Yeah, the two things that, you know, Marshall, when you asked me earlier what I thought would be the keys here, they can run the ball, so they should still be able to run the ball, and they've been proving over and over again they're going to take the ball away, so why wouldn't they? Of course there's a scenario where they don't, but the Bears have earned the benefit of the doubt at this point to me that those things are going to happen. If we think it's going to be a tight game, well, the Bears have proven that they win these one-score games this season. And Caleb steps up in the fourth quarter in those big moments and puts them in position. And Cairo Santos, or earlier in the season, it was Jake Moody, like the kicker makes the kick. So I think the Bears have actually been the more consistent team this year than the Packers. And I think they're going to come out hungry and keep this thing going on Sunday. I really do. So 27-23, Bears win.
27-23 Bears from Adam Hoge. Adam, thanks as always for joining us today.
All right, guys. A lot of good football all weekend long. Bears, Packers, everybody enjoy the weekend. It's going to be awesome.
All right, ward off all those Wisconsin people you got to deal with, man. You know, you got to stay focused, buddy. You got to stay focused.
He did go to Wisconsin. Yeah,
I know, Adam, but you got to stay focused. I know it's hard, Adam, but you need to stay focused, young man.
I appreciate you, Adam. You root for whoever you want to root for.
We're right now. We're just scheming to keep the kids away from the in-laws this weekend because they're Packer fans.
I don't have control
over that because I'm not around on Sunday. So I'm like, you know, my wife is actually the one doing the scheming, and you know, they're her parents. So it's complicated. We got a complicated situation.
I understand, man.
You're fighting a good fight.
Be strong, buddy. Be strong.
Tell your kids to hang out with us.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Maybe not.
Bears.
Adam Hoge from CHGO. He's right about there being a lot of good football this weekend. Also, tomorrow. Yes, Friday. Yes, today.
Starts tonight.
North Texas and Tulane.
It's on.
For the championship for America.
We love the green around here. Excuse me, the mean green. We love the mean green.
What are you doing? Like, this is North Texas. I own no Packers gear, nor do I want to.
It's a bad day to wear green, though. I got to admit, I came in strong with my Shamrock Shuffle hat on. It's green. I had to take it off. I'm sorry.
You're a Packers fan.
I draw the line at the yellow. People are like, why are you wearing yellow 3 weeks before the game? Sir, I'm going to wear yellow because I like the color. It has nothing to do with Green Bay. Nothing in my life has anything to do with Green Bay, just for the record.
When I was doing, really quick, when I was doing sidelines for the Bears, which I did for many years, I came on Packers Day, I did come in wearing this particular green hat.
No.
Joniak's the most focused guy on game day. You don't want to really be around Jeff on game day, to be honest with you. But he looked at me and he just goes, "You got to be kidding me." And that was the last words that he said to me that day.
Well, that, yes, he was right. You remember the sideline?
He was right.
You're the broadcast team and you're in green? He was
Bears sideline in green on a day where they're playing the Packers, Brody?
It was up in the press box, for the record. Oh, I was up there at the time participating in the pregame show. So for the record, that's where it was said. He was right, and I eliminated the green. He was right. Jeff was right.
So your head was cold.
He was right.
It was 100% right. Yes.
Well, that I get.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.